Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio, and welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Tuesday, the 31st of August. New South Wales recorded 1,164 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night, the fourth consecutive day with over 1,000 cases recorded. The state also recorded a further 3 deaths overnight, bringing the state total over 150 to 152. The Western New South Wales Local Health District has seen a second consecutive record-breaking day with 54 new cases reported in the district, 32 in Dubbo, 8 in Bourke, 5 in Bathurst, 5 in Wellington, 1 in Brewarrina, 1 in Mudgee, 1 in Narromine, and 1 in Parkes. This brings the total number of active cases to 615, 471 of which are in Dubbo. The Western New South Wales Local Health District CEO Scott McLaughlin has said that the approximately 4,500 COVID tests taken yesterday were only half of what he would hope to be seeing daily, fearing that complacency around testing could be resulting in unnecessary and avoidable spreading of the virus. Addressing those residents who voiced concerns about waiting times for test results being too long, up to 5 days, McLaughlin has assured people that those processes have improved, and that results are now coming back within 48 hours, and often within 24 hours. The Far West Local Health District has seen 4 new cases overnight, all of which were in Wilcannia. This brings the total number of cases in the district to 83, almost doubling in the last week. In an interview with NITV's Sarah Collard, Barkindji elder and lifelong Wilcannia resident David Clark has urged the local Indigenous community to get vaccinated. He recalled being dragged by his parents to the doctor as a kid to get a needle when diseases would come through the town. In Victoria, there have been 76 new cases recorded overnight, bringing the total number of active cases in the state to 841. 9 of the 76 new cases are linked to the ongoing outbreak in Shepparton. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced today that an additional 500,000 Pfizer doses will soon be arriving in Australia from Singapore, with Victorian Premier Dan Andrews telling in a press conference that 25% of those would be coming to Victoria. This is in addition to what he's described as an ample supply of AstraZeneca available in the state already. Andrews also said he'll reveal on Wednesday the thresholds the state needs to meet to ease lockdown restrictions. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr, and for more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.